You're listening to the show about disconcertedness. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Everyone can check your roll 20 chat.
What? Where? I don't think I have anything. Is that supposed to mean something?
Yeah.
Okay. You may or may not see anything.
Cool.
Oh, I just saw that.
What?
Like, so long ago, you're like, you can reveal yourself if you want, and I never saw it.
Because I didn't know where she was.
That's amazing.
I guess I should pay attention.
Yeah, I mean,
Bathwack is stirring his stew and staring at it. Nobody cares. It's totally normal Bathwack stuff.
Nobody cares. Well, I'm sitting next to Bathwack. If I look at Bathwack and he's being weird, like a bunch of stuff just happened. We played a game. Roscoe's being weird. I said stuff about Roscoe. Does Bathwack look more intense than usual, or is he just staring into soup? Which is also weird, and I'll make fun of you for it anyway. I will engage this conversation. If Will was sitting there trying to, you know, talk funny to a little girl.
Will, are you you're walking over?
No, he's already sitting next to you.
You're sitting next to you? I'm going to slide my bowl of soup over in front of you.
Oh, gross. I push it away right away.
Oh, you don't even look?
Well, if you're pushing it over to me, he just puts his wrist out like this and just pushes back gently. But if you insist, then it must be something happening. What is happening?
Hold on, sorry.
Something's happening.
I'm going to copy paste what I put, but I'll just switch it. You'll see.
Whoa. What? Okay, Bathwack, what the fuck kind of weird joke is this? I pushed the bowl back to him. But, I think you Will, did it. That's Will, what Willie.
Will, no. No, I just looked down.
Oh, okay, okay. Rafina, Bathwack's being weird too. Everybody, okay, wait a second. Now Will all of a sudden is getting paranoid. Wait a second. Was something in the soup? I look at that lady. Ugh.
Will, something's going on.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Rafina comes up to Bathwack and tries to feel his forehead. Lean down! What's
That's
wrong?
Not where you have to put your hand on a turtle.
Oh my gosh, you're cold and slimy!
I am not slimy or cold.
No, you have your hand on me. No, I'm just kidding.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Rafina, the meat in my stew spelled they're coming.
What?
I tried to show Will, but he thinks that I did it. He thinks
because
I'm joking.
Because this is the kind of thing you do. Wait, it's spelled right, I say. Is it spelled right? And I look down. It is spelled right. Wait a second. Bathwack couldn't have done this. And then I wink at Bathwack because I'm just joking. But like, what the fuck, Bathwack? Did you do this? Insight!
No.
Go ahead.
Dig deeper. I don't consider Will my ally.
We finally found the threshold.
One, yeah.
Luckily, I rolled a 21. So, I mean, I rolled a 16.
All right. You don't think he's lying?
Okay. All right. Bathwack, why are you showing me this? Why do you want me to know this? I'm going to freak out now. What the hell?
Well, something's going on.
Yeah.
But how in the world? I mean, how is this happening?
Who is coming? What would become? Okay, wait a second. Is it Dark Powers?
And why would they send us messages this way?
Okay, yeah. They're coming. What would they be? And what would control a lot of stuff? It's Dark Power shit. Is it this storm? Is there something in the storm that's coming?
Roscoe's keeping watch out the window up in the room. He's looking. Uh-huh. Nothing is going to come on that side of the building and surprise us.
There's 100 enemies out. Coming the other way.
Yeah, from behind. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's okay, it's guys. I got it.
Well, and that, I guess that depends on like where our room is, like which side, like does it have a window facing front? Whatever side has like, the window facing.
Skylight.
He's just lying flat on covered. The floor.
I'll see if any pterodactyls try to.
Pterodactyls.
Okay. All right. Oh my gosh. They're coming in soup. Okay. Oh.
come a mushroom soup.
I only did this and there would be a search result.
Yep. Yep.
Amazing. Okay. Okay, wait a second. No, no panicking. What? No panicking, I say to myself. And then I'm like, what do we do? We're not going to do anything. What can we do? This is terrible. What is happening?
Well, we could play some dice while we wait for whatever it is that's coming.
No. Something bad is coming. Listen, you don't know what's going on, little hunter man, okay? This is big time business, okay? Things that go way over your head, above your pay grade. Bad shit is coming. Everyone panic. Just kidding. We've got it covered.
The woman and the girl gathers up her girls and goes towards the stairs.
Okay, lady, just so you know, if anything does happen, you should probably be near this guy. I like point at Bathwack with my thumb. Because he'll do stuff to make sure you're safe in this land.
Oh, no, that's fine. I think we're just going to go to bed.
What is her problem? I read her mind.
Oh. I thought it was a joke, but you can kind of do that.
I can. I want to know if she's scared of us, because that would be bad for those little kids. Detect thoughts. Here we go. I'm using a spell for it, but there we go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just surface?
Yes, surface. First,
yeah. She is weirded out. This whole, like, you saying panic, not really. Like, you're clearly verklempt. She was approached by Roscoe earlier, too, so something's kind of weird here.
Roscoe's up but she there, also, I say.
She also feels a little reassured since King Bathwack is here.
Okay, all right, okay.
But she just kind of wants to, she doesn't know what's happening. And so it's a little weird. It's going to be scary for her kids anyway, people talking. So they're going to their room.
Okay. But if she trusts Bathwack, that makes me feel better.
You think cool. so?
But I don't say that out loud. I'm like, Bathwack, they're fucking scared of you. They're running away from you.
What? This is what Will said to me?
Yes, he does. They're absolutely terrified.
Deception.
You always make me. I should never have to roll deception against Batman. He always believes me.
13.
Is what? I mean,
he's got to roll insight.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You got this. Crack your fingers.
You got it, Batman.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the roll to come in, but it's never going to come in. So I'm going to be clapping for like 50 years. I was trying to be like, everybody clap your
You're
hands.
You're the editor, though. You can,
six.
You can put in as many claps as you want.
It's true.
2 minutes.
Or as many Roscoe burps as you want.
There's so many samples right. now. A well, six insight.
Oh,
it's not great.
It never is.
So you say that to Will, or you say that to Bathwack, and I mean, I guess, I mean, you're Will. You usually... Well, I don't know, but you seem to be telling the truth.
I'm just trying to be empathetic towards their feelings. Maybe you should leave.
Bathwack looks, you know.
You should sleep outside. It would make them
feel
He
looks up,
safer.
He's up the stairs and sees them moving away. And and then he says, I'll be right back.
Oh,
and
no.
He stands up and walks out the door.
The outside the door?
Outside?
Yeah.
Wait. Will says.
Erratic.
This is wonderful.
I have to pee.
Okay. Yeah, I have to get water. Perfect timing.
This is the best party split ever. Roscoe's going up there because he's freaked out. Bathwick's going outside because he thinks the kids are scared of him.
That's so mean.
Rafina's about to find a whole new hiding spot.
All right.
Yeah.
So
this awkward silence won't be.
Bathwick ran outside. That's what happened.
Go ahead.
That's right.
Okay. What happened?
Yeah, say it while I'm not talking. My
yeah, exactly.
My doink.
Sorry, you said I have to say it when you're not talking, and I never know when that'll be.
Oof, duh. Eric, there were two paths in front of you.
Uh-huh. A road diverged in the woods.
Where you said that? And another perfectly great path where you just didn't.
It's true.
Amazing. We could take a cast screenshot right now because of the floppy cat that is representing Alex.
You should do it. Put the But the cat's got... What? We see one eye.
That is our focus.
Done. We have a nose, kind of.
All right. I'm not sure I feel good about it, but fine.
So Bathwack ran outside.
Okay. He ran outside. He ran?
I don't know.
No. Okay. He stood up and he you know, you just told him that the kids are afraid of him.
Oh, and he wanted to
go check things outside anyway, so it seems like a good time to leave. So he just stands up, puts his ale mug down on the table, picks up his shield, and walks out the door.
Yeah, and
although I don't think it's like him. He doesn't just like walk out because he probably has to push against the door to get the door open against the wind, and probably slams shut behind him because of the wind.
Will's like Bathwack, but he probably doesn't say anything to me. Bathwack, stay. He just is like, what's, you know, that kind of thing.
No, please don't.
Oh no, please.
Don't. Please come back someday. Maybe
go out into the dangerous storm.
Be a shame if you died.
They'll always remember you.
Okay. And is the door left open or just closed?
No, it's slammed shut.
Okay.
He doesn't slam it. It's the wind.
He says that through the door. I didn't slam it. It was the wind.
Tell the kids that wasn't me. It was the wind.
He knocks over the whole house by slamming the door. I told you to be afraid. No, I would turn to Rafina with just that face like, I joked and he didn't. Get that it was a joke, but maybe it was because my deception was too good.
I lied.
It was a joke.
Joke.
I joked.
Roll for jokes.
I joked around, and now he left.
Dragonborn have no sense of humor nowadays.
Rafina runs to the window and sees if she can see what Bathwack is doing.
Visibility's not great, Bathwack. Can she see you?
I don't know. I mean, what I'm gonna... I'll tell you what I was gonna
do. How far are you going from the building?
I just wanted to walk around the perimeter of the inn, and the stable, and partly just to be away for a minute, but also to get a sense of if there's anything
coming.
Unusual or dangerous out here. Try to look out into the storm as much as I can.
Got it.
See if anything is here.
Cool. All right. So yeah, you put your head down and head off into the rain. So you, Rafina, give me a perception check.
Okay. Doop, boop, be doop, boop.
Boop. 14. You see the tail end of Bathwack's cloak billowing up around the corner. It looks like he's just maybe just walked around the corner and behind the inn.
Okay, it's like he's going around back or something. Maybe he's checking on the horses in the stable or something.
Why?
Oh, Lacrimose, she'll be fine.
Well, he's extra cautious and mysterious, so... Let's give him a little time. Maybe he'll come back.
I'm just eager to make some gold off you guys. Mm-hmm. Some more. He gives a big grin.
Yeah, well, I'm a little worried that weird shit is happening. Pelt man.
You know my name.
It's Chin Salamander. Well, we're a little at sixes and sevens here, you could say. I don't think we're ready to sit down for a game.
It's a good dice joke.
Yes, exactly. I guess. So, and we're the only ones left in the common room, right? It was just the proprietress and the lady and her kids, and they went upstairs, and then the elf.
Oh, Aga looks like sort of cleaning up the bar, maybe ready to close up for the evening.
Okay. Right.
And then Mo and Shimi are there.
And the pets went up with Roscoe.
Oh, yep. He dragged them in.
They really just sit on the owlbear pelt while I drag them up the stairs. No, of course not.
But they do come with you.
And they followed you up because it looked cozy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Bathwack, you're out and you're doing sort of a patrol, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Give me a perception check.
Oh, no.
It's a 3. The wind
it's
is
just terrible.
The rain is just driving right down into your eyes. The wind is.
You it's just hear. So funny that his perception is just always terrible. It's only horrible. It's not bad. It's just +1, but like always terrible rolls.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that and insight.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear the wind howling around. You do hear a faint. From the barn as you loop around it. Otherwise, you don't really see anything of note at all. It's hard to see a lot. Mm-hmm. Or hear.
I want to stop in the barn while I'm out here.
Okay. Yep, you open up the door. There are two horses stabled in the barn. They seem to be well provided for. You're not worried about their well-being. Whatever horse is like. They have a nice bowl of guacamole and a 12-pack of seltzers each. They'll be fine.
Wow, good combination horses.
If anybody knows what horses like to eat and drink during a stormy night, leave a 5-star review.
Rainbow Skittles.
It's their go-to for sure.
It's not a very large barn, but it looks, you know, There's enough in here to tend two horses for a while.
Okay.
And the weather, it's just driving rain and wind.
Yep. Just pounding down. Is there lightning? Mm-mm.
No.
Just rain.
All right. Well, I mean, eventually I'll make my way back since I don't see anything.
Cool. Yeah, Clockface is just following along with you. You're not sure how perceptive he is, but he doesn't alert you to anything. You make your way back inside, and they come in. The door swings open. It's always a shock, and they're soaking wet as they come in. Clockface stamps his feet in front of the door.
Okay. What'd you see out there?
A lot of rain.
All right.
He's going to go see if there's something he can dry himself off with. Maybe ask Aga if there's anything.
Oh, yes.
That bundle of cloths that the girls were playing with.
The cloth napkin.
Oh, cloths.
Just pelt him with balls. It'll absorb it all eventually.
Mm-hmm.
She goes and brings back a bit of a threadbare towel, but she hands it to you.
Thank you. All right, he dries off.
Mm-hmm.
Dries off his shield. Dries off Clockface.
Aww. He seemed unperturbed, but he allows you to dry him nonetheless.
Well, Roscoe went up to bed. Should we go rest and wait for the next thing in case something else happens?
The next thing.
The next they coming. Who knows?
I think that we should probably stay together instead of going outside. by ourselves.
Is that a veiled criticism of Bathwack's recent behavior?
Clockface puts his hands on his hips.
Listen, you fucking sentient barrel. Your boss or owner or whatever chose to walk out in the middle of the night in the middle of the rain.
It's just water, Will.
Okay, but what if it was dark powers out there? You don't know. What you doing?
There could be dark powers in my bathroom, Will.
Awesome. Great.
Well, we already know
probably
that.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. That's
it's, just, it's always why he's trying to find a new one. So far, no luck.
It's no big deal, Will.
Okay.
Well, besides, you know, it's better not to be here so the girls can go up and go to bed. Not be too afraid of me.
They already went up.
Bathwack, they think you're the king. They're not afraid of you. I was joking. You need to learn.
You're totally gaslighting me now.
It's a joke, Bathwack. They're not actually scared. I was joking. They're just going upstairs because Roscoe freaked them out. That's really the whole reason.
He's going to go get another ale if he can.
Yeah, she'll pour you one. Well, I am closing up the bar here. You all can feel free to stay as long as you'd like. I've stoked up the fire. You all look at the fire. It looks maybe slightly cheerier than it had before, but still kind of sad. I would hunker down if I were you. That storm coming in seems mighty fierce.
What do you mean, hunker down? I asked you this before. Are we going to blow away? What is weird about the storm?
No. Just take care of yourselves is all.
Don't go out tonight, I guess.
Probably not a good idea.
He just did. Didn't you see him?
Yeah, she gave me a towel.
Yeah, why do you think I'm bringing it up right now?
Okay, well, you could have brought it up before. But also, you could assume that we have some level of intelligence. And that would be a terrible assumption.
Well, as I've learned recently from TikTok, we have actually no ability to feel wet.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird? Yeah.
What?
Humans. We don't have the ability to feel wet. We have the ability
some
to perceive
animals
temperature.
Do.
And what is it? Temperature and something else about it that we can
associate
as wet.
Something as wet.
We don't actually have the ability to feel that it something is wet. That's why you can get confused if you're
like something's outside and cold. You think it might be damp, but it's not.
Yeah. Or when
that
you take
explains
a
lot
shirt out
about
of the dryer.
My damp laundry. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is this wet or is it just cold?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
Right, and your sometimes it's cold and sometimes anyway. It's wet. Yep. It's weird.
Yep.
Weird stuff. I love it. We're weird.
It's just rain.
So weird.
All right, anyway, Bathwack knows he's wet because he has those neurons or whatever.
Yeah.
Cell receptors. Who knows? He
cold
definitely knows he's wet. He's cold and slimy as fuck.
So you all going to bed, or are we going to make some money off each other?
I'll play.
No,
well,
we have to check on Roscoe.
Yeah, just let
me... bring him down! I'm sure he'll want to play.
Will, let's go talk to him, and these guys can get started if they want to play.
Why don't you go get Roscoe? I'm going to go get... You want an ale or something? You want me to get you something? I'm going
to
go before she runs away. Yeah, you. What? No, not
me?
You. Somebody
I'm
else that I actually
your screen
like.
On Discord.
Who the fuck? Who do you think I'm talking to? You think I'm talking to Bathwack? I'm not going to get him anything. Who else would I be talking to? Okay, I'm sorry, Rafina. What do you want?
I want one of those gassy waters.
What?
It has the bubbles in it.
Oh, you mean sparkling
That's
water?
That's a reference from Morrow's Inlet.
Rafina, please tell me that a gassy water from Bear Toggle isn't made from, like, swamp gas or something.
I was reminded when... Roscoe had all those burps.
Oh, God. Wait, so that made you want one?
Yeah.
Rafina? God.
Well, it feels good to burp.
But, okay.
Well, maybe I'll just have a sip of someone else's ale then. I can never finish a whole one.
Okay, just go get Roscoe. I go over to the bar.
Okay. Yeah, she hooks you up as well.
Well, I don't just ask for...
Yeah.
I actually have something to say. Something to say, but I would be. It would. He sent Rafina away, and Bathwack's distracted by this guy, so he thinks he can ask it without anyone knowing.
Fair enough.
So do you want me to roll for being something?
Yeah, sure. Stealth.
Roll for being something.
Yeah, dude, give me a something check.
Because he goes over and he's asking, what he's doing is because Rafine asked for a swamp water or whatever.
13, that's fine.
The gassy water. He associated that immediately with swamp. So he's like, can I have a swamp water? I mean, I don't even know what I just said. I just assumed my friend drinks that. Hopefully you don't know what that means because I don't either. But also, can I get, and he starts saying this order, but then he is trying to say other stuff. And I'm going to bend luck to add a couple of points to my stealth roll. I have to
I already told you it was enough.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
But it was. With what's going on, it's enough.
Yeah, it's enough?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's above the DC I said in my head.
He and at one point, he leans closer. This is so dumb. He leans closer, and he's like, hey, the visitor from before... Did he look like this? And he changes his face, just his face. So if he's looking at her, he hopes that nobody can see anything else. And he makes it look like the depiction of Zolbardio we've been seeing around.
She gasps, clutches her hand to her throat, and she nods.
And she, like, just, it was just a flicker. Like, it was like a, for, like a couple seconds so that she could see.
Is it you?
No. No.
Oh. Oh, she winks.
Yeah, he winks back. Yeah, he winks back. And he's like, okay, but I'm... you got to remind me, which direction did I go last time? Because when we head out of here, I'm going a different way.
Oh, yes.
Last time, did you know? Did I tell you?
You were going back to Carnivar.
I was going back to Carnivar. Okay, all right, cool.
That was your story anyway.
All right, and then he tried to time it so that she'd be done with the drinks and he could just walk away at the end of this, but I feel like he's too nervous, so he doesn't time it perfectly, and then he has to just stand there and watch her do this.
Would you maybe like to come back for a private drink later?
What? No. Wait a second. And he looks at the picture that he looked at before with a flower in front of it.
Yeah.
And he looks back at her and he's like, what? Why? For what reason?
Oh, no reason.
Sure. When?
Whenever you're free, I'll be back here.
Later, then.
Oh.
Bye.
Okay. she like, looks around, God. Doesn't know where to put things down.
I don't know what I just committed to. Okay.
And then she turns and
booty
goes through
call.
The door.
Okay. With Ogar. What's her name?
Ogar.
Okay, all right. And I have like a whole tray full of different, every drink that I could get her to think of just for Rafina and then just an ale for me.
Okay. All right. Now, Rafina, you're going up to the room where Roscoe is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I head up. Roscoe, are you asleep?
Has anything happened in the duration of time? If I was looking out the window, did I see Bathwack?
You saw Bathwack, yes. Down below in the dooryard there behind. Your view is from to the behind of the inn. To the rear.
To the behind.
You can't even see as far as the stable, the barn, but you can see down below, and you did see Bathwack traipsing through with Clockface, yes.
Clockface.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I haven't seen anything. Nothing's happened. All right, so Roscoe's just still sitting by the window, looking out.
Roscoe, what's the room like? What do you think?
Is the door closed? Are you talking like...
I'm talking through the... Well, I sort of imagined you left it open, but maybe you closed it. Did you leave it closed? Because I haven't walked in, if so.
It's cracked open, I guess.
So yeah, I'm like, what? Roscoe, are you asleep? What's the room like if you're awake?
What's your deepest fear if you're asleep?
So, I like the picture that, like, Roscoe is in this, like, really serious reverie looking out the window, like, very dramatic. Mm-hmm. And when he hears Rafina, like, he's just momentarily, like, he just has this look on his face, like, his eyes dart to the side, like, what the fuck's going on with Rafina? And all the dramatic nature of like what he's doing just like falls away. He's like, what? What? Fina, is that you?
Yeah, I'm just checking on you. Are you okay?
Why don't you open the door and come in? This is our room.
I didn't know what you were doing. Maybe you needed privacy.
Valid concern.
If I wanted privacy, I would have closed the door the whole way.
Okay. I will remember that for next time. Hello!
Hi, Rafina.
So, do you want to come down and play Liar's Dice?
I don't know about that.
Hey, guess what? The meat in Bathwax stew spelled out they're coming.
Roscoe turns in his chair. Uh-huh. He just like repositions his body and just kind of like looks at Rafina. Rafina, why would you tell me that?
Uh-huh. I thought it would make you feel better.
Yeah.
Now you're not crazy.
True.
Well,
Roscoe smiles.
Yeah. When you put it that way, that actually helps a lot. All right. Yeah. All right. I'll come down to play some Liar's Dice. Sure.
He's much more consoited now.
I'm much more consoited.
Consoited, exactly. You want to bring down that owl bear pelt and keep yourself warm with it?
No, I don't need it. Look at Pippa and Roscoe. They're curled up on it up here by the bed.
Do you think that they'll make sure nobody steals it? It's a pretty spendy owl bear pelt.
I think we'll be fine. We'll lock up the door with this key that Aga provided us earlier, because that's how this works.
Shoya.
Right? Yeah. Shoyer. Shoyer. We'll lock up the door and that'll be fine.
Okay. Great.
Although, is it bad to lock pets in rooms?
I know. I'm like, what if they have feet?
I mean, I guess they could tear it apart, but it's both. I mean, these are supernatural, amazingly intelligent.
Yeah. Plus, Will has mending.
That's true. I can just fix the room or just leave it, because who can tell the difference?
You have look mending and prestidigitation, two important tools when you lock a pet in a room.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Yeah, Roscoe will accompany Rafina back downstairs.
Oh, hey, there he is, says Sin as you come out.
Does everybody join him in cheering?
No.
I'm sorry, one second. I wanted to write. I was trying to write down this exchange.
As if
you're in a
as if when KT has time, Will does cheer.
Wait, what's that?
You missed the question.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
When he came out, Sin went, there he is. And Adam asked if anybody else cheered.
Right, yeah.
You're like, wait, I gotta make sure that I have a good response to this.
Sorry. I was trying to write down everything because I have to write the recap. I was like, that was so good, you guys.
I just like the idea that Roscoe starts to kind of like get excited about Sin's cheer.
Yeah.
And kind of looks around expecting maybe like it to be a whole room cheer.
Yeah.
And then when it's not, it's like the hug. But I will say
Mo does cheer.
Mo does. Okay. So it just becomes this half-hearted like, yeah, thanks, guys.
Aww.
We gotta play dice!
Okay. Yeah, has anybody else, as he walks down the stairs, all right, now voiced, has anybody else played Liar's Dice besides me?
I think you said I must have at some point.
Will definitely knows it.
I know the rules.
All right, okay.
No! Good. I've played a few times.
Will, what are the rules?
Oh, fuck. Well, you roll some dice and then you lie about it. I don't know if this is even a real game.
That's a
is
good
it a
summary,
real game?
Says Sin.
You have to roll deception every time.
People have lots of different rules for Liar's Dice, but let's gather around. I'll give everybody a rundown.
And before we start, just trying to get a read on the general consensus about the current circumstances. So now that
Soup has told us they're coming too. We're no longer concerned.
Yeah, we're concerned. But what are we going to do?
We just realized there's nothing we can do.
I know we're concerned, but all we can
do. If Soup tells us, I mean, then you can't prepare when Soup tells you. There's nothing to prepare for.
I feel like Roscoe was doing a good job looking out upstairs. Wait, did he say that he was looking out or did he just disappear backwards? Never mind. I think maybe that we should have somebody looking out the window. That's fine if you want me to do it, but who knows?
Look out
what's
the window
coming
the whole time?
Yeah, well, I mean.
No. I'll keep watch. Will, I hereby designate you the captain of our Liar's Dice team. I'm going to go sit by the window again. And if any of you need any help or money, because I'm rich because of Ian,
see,
you just let me know.
So, I mean, we will have to decide how much we're putting down on this,
here,
this
Will,
friendly game.
I'm going to give Will 50 gold.
Wow. Oof. Okay.
Money back.
Will, like, Will, he has, but well, he hasn't, like, taken money from somebody in this way, like, touched coins, been, get, what? He doesn't even know how to reach out for that. What the fuck? Do you reach the money out? Will just looks at your hand, like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah, if you do that, after a beat, Roscoe just sets it on the table next to you.
Okay.
And let's make it 62, just to make my math easier.
Oh, 62 gold. Okay. Roscoe drops on the table. Okay.
Put it on your sheet.
Oh, but it's on the table. I didn't take it.
I guess that's true.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
put it on the table sheet.
The table sheet. All right. I'm putting it on the table sheet.
Level 2 table. Named Jerry. Okay. So, again, just so everybody's on the same page, lots of house rules when it comes to Liar's Dice. But the way I play, this is what I would recommend. So everybody gets a set of 5 dice, and he plonks a bunch of dice down. They're D6s specifically, but he just refers to them
D6s,
as dice.
D6s, yep.
Everybody gets 5 of these dice, and you take them. Usually we use some cups, and he slams down some cups he pulls out of his bag.
Oh, yeah, this game, right.
And what you do is you roll your 5 dice, and you keep them secret. Usually keep them under the cup there. Whatever floats your boat. Somewhere where you can keep an eye on them, but we know you're not changing them around.
We each get our own cup?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Unless you guys want to play partners.
One. Well, we have a captain, apparently. But
no,
I'm good.
There's no captains in Liar's Dice, Rafina. I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, you can have the purple one, sure. Hey, everybody, pick your cup. That's fine. You decide on that. So what you do is you've got your 5 dice rolled, and you know what your 5 are, but you don't know what everybody else's 5s are, right? So.
Correct.
The first person to go, they bid a face. So we got, obviously, 1 through 6 here. And you bid a quantity. Now, quantity, what you're bidding there is how many of all of our dice of that face you think have been rolled. With me so far?
No. So you bid a face?
And a quantity.
What's a face?
1 through 6.
One of the sides of
face
the dice.
Of the dice.
Oh, not a person's face.
No.
Okay, I got it.
Nope. You'll find that your dice have just pips on them, no faces. But they do have 6 faces.
Got it.
So you bid a face of the die and a quantity. And then the next person around, they have a choice. They can bid higher. So you can either bid higher of that same face, or you can change the face to a higher face and bid any quantity of that higher face.
But only higher.
Correct. Well, the quantity, if you change the face, the quantity can be low. So you have to increase something.
I see.
But not necessarily both, though you can. Or you can challenge, and traditionally what you would do is you would dramatically point at the person who just bid before you and say, liar! But of course, you can improvise on that if you will. And then between that exchange, everybody reveals their dice, and if the liar is indeed a liar, they lose a die, or if the accuser is wrong, they lose a die, And the winner
Whoa.
Is the last one with dice.
Whoa. Okay.
Makes sense?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chalmers.
Good. So then the question would be, what's our wager?
Who's rolling first? Oh, you mean how much do we bid?
Uh-huh. The what we're putting down. Who? What's the pot?
I don't have any money.
Well, Roscoe just gave you some, and I take the pouch and I drop it next to Rafina.
One shiny copper. She holds up a gold thing.
Okay. Anybody else have any other thoughts? Want to raise that bid?
Okay, I will say right now that Will would be so good at this, and I am so bad at this. So I don't know, like, even how to really play, like, how to actually be a good liar or do this. I don't understand it because I've never actually I've heard of this game before. This is a real game.
Mm-hmm.
Like a real game in the real world.
Ah. Yeah, like I've definitely, once you just started describing this, I was like, yes, that's why I've heard of this.
It's famously seen in Pirates of the Caribbean 2 Dead Men's Chest.
Yeah, there you go.
Aha! Okay.
So I want to know how much I think this guy would wager. And I want to wager like a gold piece over that.
Give me an insight. Oh.
Insight. I'm going to roll a one. I'm going to be like, no gold.
4 million gold.
Insight. Okay. Did it do it? Did it do it? Was it
19.
Terrible?
19. Okay.
There you go. Okay.
You think that you maybe a normal game would be like a gold or 2 gold, but you think he is... As I said before, yeah, maybe in his cups player. A little bit.
Oh, okay.
Has maybe a heightened sense of confidence. You think he might be willing to go higher. Maybe significantly higher.
All right. Wait, so I would change the bid even though we haven't even rolled or anything yet?
Yeah, you don't change the bet as you go.
See, this is just like a poker thing, isn't it? And I don't know poker at all. Not necessarily, no. I don't know how betting works. You guys, this is my... Why did I choose a character that I know so little about? Do you want to agree to his bet,
or do you want to say it should be higher?
But I don't know anything yet, though, right? So, like, what am I betting on?
You're just betting on the game. You're saying how much should we put down, and then we play the game of Liar's Dice, and whoever wins at the end gets the pot.
So you could say 100 and then nobody else could afford that? Like, I don't get it.
You have to agree on it. This isn't necessarily part of the game. You're just all trying to agree on
how much. Well, just the, what okay, the prize
so,
is.
So yeah. What the so there's the always buy-in. The same prize. See, I'm so sorry. This is so dumb. It's the same.
You're used
prize.
To
so
poker, whereas more information is revealed. The
so that's
pot
not
changes.
How this works.
Correct.
At all.
This is just a single bet, and then.
You play the
whoever
game.
wins.
Like,
the
like
game.
If you oh. started
okay, Ticket great. To Ride and you said everybody puts in $5 and whoever wins okay. Ticket to Ride gets all the money.
Now, okay, here's a question, Eric. Yeah. What's the over-under on me not knowing what an over-under is?
I was about to ask you the same question about me.
Is that a reference
I think it's
to
60,
a game?
40.
I mean, to a movie?
No, that's a line that I came up with and I like.
Okay. I'm glad we clarified.
It's not from a movie yet.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. Do I think he's poor? Am I going to be stealing all of his money if I just cheat him out of this game?
I mean, you just got there's 20 so many bucks worries. Off of what you probably see as a worthless pelt, a worthless scrap of fur.
No, I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll just put a gold in. I don't know. Like as if I'm not that familiar with it. Isn't that what she did? She put a gold in.
Uh-huh. Claiming it was a shiny copper.
Yeah. I just got to remind myself how this game works, I said, as I put it down.
Will, can you put in gold for me?
Absolutely. Wait, yeah. Roscoe's stuff can be... Here, just... Yeah. Yeah. And he gives Mo money.
Okay.
He would slip it to him. Not like, obviously, he doesn't want Mo to be embarrassed.
Got it. He just asked.
He'll say, oh, you forgot. He'd be like, oh, you dropped this earlier. And then Mo would
no, I did nice. It.
Okay, well, here, just take it. I found it.
Okay.
I thought it said Mo on it.
Okay, I could put in all this?
No. Just one.
Oh.
Because you never played before, so you gotta... Yeah.
And he pulls out and puts down a platinum.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean we have to... This is not in character. Do we have to match that?
Theoretically, you have to agree on a pot or on how much you're putting in. Sin goes, ooh, bringing out the big bucks. I could see putting down a plat on this. You guys want to pitch in 9 more? We haven't heard from you, big boy, says to Bathwack.
Well, Will's going to cover 3/4 of my bid. I'll put in 3 gold and Will will take the 7.
Wait. Is this a business expenditure?
Will, I think you said all of life is business.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, listen, big spender. I think the guy.
Contract just says 75% of my expenses during the journey.
That doesn't mean random games of dice with some heathen from the woods, okay?
Hey, says Mo.
Hey, Will. But Will, I'll split it with you if we win.
Oh, boy. And how are you going to contribute to that, might I ask?
Put in my 25%.
All right, wait a second. Is this really just Will covers everyone who's playing? Is that what's happening right now?
I'm using the Roscoe purse.
I have more in here.
Guys, so the question is, how many of us, of our adventuring party, is playing?
It sounds Bathwack, like everybody Rafina, but you.
Well, I might...
play.
So, how many would that be? That's Will, Bathwack, Rafina, Shimi, and Mo. Oh. How about Captain Clockface?
He doesn't seem to be participating.
I have to pay for him, too, through Bathwack.
How's he going to say numbers and quantity?
Yeah, exactly. He has to stomp his foot like a horse. Yeah.
Roscoe will play from the window. Like, he'll come and get a... He'll ask Captain Clockface to, like, bring him a cup and some dice. So that's 6. So the gold that he gave can go into the pot, 60. And then plus the 10 that Sin puts in, we're playing for 70 gold.
Uh-huh. Or 7 plat, however you want to think of it.
Yeah.
It's a big game. Big stakes. All right. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
So... if you all have a way to roll 5d6 secretly, you can go ahead and do that. I'm going to do it myself just on Google because all my dice are downstairs.
Tell me how to do it.
Just go to Google and just say roll 5d6. Mm-hmm. And you just have to keep the faces up. You might want to turn your screen so I can't see it. I'll try not to look.
You don't even have to put the word roll, just 5d6.
Oh, nice.
I want to use my physical dice because I never get to use
them. Oh, that's a good idea.
I would if they weren't downstairs.
Yeah. And here, I'll spin this knife to see who goes first. And he sets down a knife on the table and spins it. And I'm going to assign each of you just a number in my head.
You got to be good at, like, percentages or what's it called? Stuff.
Yeah. Odds.
I'm really bad at this kind of stuff.
It points at Roscoe is the first to go.
Oh, great. I think I understand how this works.
So face and quantity.
That you think all of us have rolled together.
So I bet that there are at least 5 ones.
All right, and then we're going around the table. I'm writing down the order as I go. So next, we're at Bathwack.
Hold on, I'm confused about how this works.
Yeah, okay. We're
so all confused. there could be 5 ones. There might not be 5 ones.
The win is if hold on.
You can either call me a liar if you think that there aren't 5 ones, or you can increase either the number of ones there are
or face.
What the face value we're guessing on, or both. So you could be like, I think there are 6 ones, or I think there are 5 twos, or you could say, I think there are 6 twos.
So it has, the number has to be more than what
one of the numbers has to be more.
One of the numbers at least, but
or you could just one call or both. A liar.
Of the numbers?
Either the face or the quantity.
So if I said, I think there are 5 ones, you have to go up from 5, up from ones to twos, or both. Go up both.
But not necessarily right. Both. And if you call someone a liar, they're the a liar if there aren't that many.
Yeah.
She said 5 ones?
Yeah.
I think there are 4 fives.
All right, then we go to Will.
We can't go back down from fives.
Correct.
Wild.
As a reminder, there are 35 dice in play.
I'll say 6 fives.
Okay, Rafina?
Now if I change the face, the face number can't go down either?
Correct, it would have to be to sixes.
Could she say, well, I think there's at least 1 6?
Yeah.
Like the six goes up, okay.
And if I'm happy, do I just say stay?
You can't. You have to either increase something or call the person before you a liar.
All right. I think there are 6 fours. I mean fives.
Okay. Wait.
That's I'm what so I good said. At this. I think that's I what said. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I thought you said. Oh.
I okay. said 6 fives.
Rafina hides under the table.
No, it's okay. This is not us. We can all be way cooler than this. I have no... I don't know what's going on.
Rafina swallows one of her dice. okay, 7. There are 7 fives.
7 fives. All right. 7 fives. I guess I have to roll for everybody. I just realized.
Yeah,
I have to
roll you do.
Yeah.
Multiple peoples.
I was wondering if you had... And also, that means that Eric is going to have, like...
It's fine.
3 persons worth of information?
Yeah, that's not fair.
All right. I'll try not to. I think they're 1 6. And then Shimi says, all right. I'm going to say there are 6 sixes. And then Sin looks at... Shimi and looks at the rest of you and he says, I'm going to say 7 sixes. Back to Roscoe.
Roscoe's looking out the window and he doesn't even look over. He just says, liar.
All right, everybody. Show them what you're working with.
Okay.
Should we just say kind of how many sixes
each
of us has?
Exactly.
Let's go around starting with who came after me. Was it Bathwack? Or?
It was Bathwack.
I was after KT, yeah.
So let's go in order from there and see how many sixes each of you has.
Starting Bathwack. With you?
Starting with you.
With you.
1 6.
Okay.
One.
And then Will.
1.
And then Rafina. 1.
1.
All right. And then Mo has 1. What? Shimi has 2.
Uh-oh.
And Sin has 1. So he's already
7.
Done it.
So we're over.
But I could... Wait. This is
remember
where, okay.
That's the game's not over.
Oh, it's not over.
All
yet?
That means is that Roscoe will lose a die.
Roscoe loses a die.
Oh, I thought it was like
so,
we lose.
So
oh,
it's a minimum.
Okay.
Now so the total number of dice will be 35. Now
it was
34.
Oh, because we each have 5.
I can't believe Shimi had 2 sixes. That's
wait. So we had exact. So we had 7 sixes.
Well, Roscoe never said how many he had.
If you guys had had 6, I might have tried something like clever or tried to cheat. But Roscoe,
too.
It's too late now. So, Roscoe has had a 6. So that's the die that he'll.
All right.
He'll be like, eh. I'll toss this at Sin.
So it doesn't have to be exact, but it has to be the same or higher.
At least that many.
Yeah.
At least.
Minimum.
Got it. Okay.
All right. I'm down to 4 dice.
All right. Everybody, roll again.
Okay.
And is part of it having to keep track and like remember how many dice each person has under their cup? Mm. Or is that like official public record that everybody knows? I don't know.
I mean, the more you can keep track of that stuff and
internalize
it, the more better. The more better it is.
The more better.
All right, and then we'll start with you, man, big man to Bathwack.
Oh. 5 twos.
And then to Will.
Oh. 6 twos.
Rafina.
3 threes. Is that wrong? Ooh. Can I do
three
that?
3 threes. four fives. All right, Mo, 4 fives. I'm going to say 6 fives. And I'm going to say 7 fives, says Sin. Back to Roscoe.
Can I roll insight? Are we allowed to roll? Are we allowed to play D&D while we play this game?
Would it be more fun?
For Will, because I need... Listen, okay, here's my speech. Will lives in Gambling Town. Sure. Like, this is his whole life. And just because I don't know this shit doesn't mean he's not a shark. Right. I just can't do this. I'll roll for how I'm feeling or whatever.
I feel like you should have some sort of gambling cantrip.
That's cool.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, go ahead. Should. I don't know what I'm rolling.
You said insight.
Okay. I thought I was going to roll for gambling cantrip. That's what I want to. Oh, my God. A natural. I look at the meat. The meat says 10 sevens.
Do you want to apply that now or do you want to wait till it's your turn? And apply it kind of to whatever information that...
I'm going to say you are convinced that Sin is cheating.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
I'm convinced that he's cheating.
All right, Roscoe.
So the last bet was 7 fives from Sin.
Yeah. I feel like it's dramatically interesting for Roscoe to call him a liar again. Mm. But I also don't want to, like, make the game not fun for you guys. I'm not trying to like take all the.
We're having fun. So, don't you worry.
It's in character. Roscoe again is looking out the window, and he just says, "Liar."
All righty. Well, let's go around again, super dramatically, like we did before.
We're on fives, right?
Yep. What you got, Bathwack?
1 5.
Will.
1 5.
Rafina.
One again.
Mo has 2 fives. Shimi has 2 fives. We're already at 7.
God damn it.
Sin's got a 5, so we're at 8.
Oh, man.
Well, well, well. It looks like you got to say goodbye to another die there, Captain.
Yeah, yeah. Roscoe tosses the second die.
All right, roll them.
Okay.
And then we start with Will.
Okay. 4 twos.
Rafina.
5 twos.
4 threes. Right, Mo. 5 threes. I'm going to say 5 fours. Says Sin.
7 fours.
Bathwack.
6 sixes.
Will.
7 sixes.
Rafina.
I have to go up.
Yeah. Or say
or
liar.
Call.
Oh.
Or call me a liar.
Liar! Sorry, Fred. Dude.
All right.
Okay, so here's my question. How much are you going to now make me be really loud when I cast spells to cheat? because you've always let me be very secretive, but now it's in a game and it's
you might have
close.
To roll a stealth check.
Okay.
But we're going to start revealing dice dramatically. That's Do you want I'm us saying. To start that or no?
That's what I'm saying. Am I the one that has to reveal my dice
no,
first?
No, you're going
to
be one of the last
oh,
ones.
I'm last.
You'll be the last okay. person.
No,
yeah.
no cool. Rafina will be the last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're going to be second to last.
Okay.
So what was the bet? What was your bet? Seven sixes?
I think so. Wait,
it was,
I think
no, it was six sixes.
Six sixes? Okay, cool.
Wait, was it?
No. It sounds... No?
I thought
Bathwack said six sixes,
Bathwack,
and then you said seven
you
sixes.
Yeah, I think I
okay.
said
All right.
seven sixes.
Seven sixes. All right. So we're on seven again. All right, so Mo reveals his dice. No sixes. Shimi has 1 6. Sin has 0 6s. Roscoe?
0 6s.
Bathwack?
Okay. 2 6s.
Now it's to you.
All right. Fuck.
Will has 8 6s.
I probably shouldn't do it this early on. So I'll just reveal that I think I only have 1 6.
Okay, there's a 6. And then Rafina.
0.
There were 4 6s.
How appropriate that the first liar
in the game.
Yeah.
You want to get rid of one of those dice there, sir?
No, I don't.
Well,
but
you
I will.
Got it anyway.
I put it in the middle or whatever, wherever
yep.
you put it.
All right, let's roll them up. So you've only got 4.
Yep.
All right, I need everybody to check their roll 20 chat. Hold on. Okay. Okay.
Oh.
So everybody check your dice and your chats.
It's
not all of you will see something.
I wonder who sees something.
And we start with Will this time.
You start with me?
Yep.
Will looks around the table first, because if this is what he saw, he's going to look at Bathwack first, I think.
Okay. Bathwack, describe your face.
I like Alex's face. He's already like...
What is Bathwack feeling right now?
And would it actually show on his face?
Yeah, I mean, he's feeling a little bit competitive and also a little bit confused. But, you know, it's not... This is kind of fun.
Okay.
I think Bathwack's relaxed, actually.
Wow.
He's good. He's got his ale. He's just chilling. The dice are under the cup. He's looking at everybody.
Okay, I look at Rafina.
Rafina, what
Besides,
is your face?
Besides, he's playing with Will's money anyway. So
I think it's Roscoe's money. I got out of that one.
Rafina, what does your face look like?
My brows are really down. Low. Confused.
Worried, like looking, like he tries to catch Rafina's eye. Does Rafina look like she's just playing the game?
It's like a curveball has been thrown.
Yes. He looks at her to see if she looks at him in the same way he's looking at her, which is also, yeah. Like,
is it normal to grow a dice?
Oh, who's cheating? Somebody gave Rafina a die.
No one better be cheating.
How many die you have? What you got, Rafina?
I have 5.
I have 6.
Well, one of them must have been one of the... I only have 4.
I'm also missing an apostrophe die. I'm missing one that should have an apostrophe on it.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, look at Roscoe. Oh, no. Wait, does Roscoe look weird at all?
Roscoe's like, well, wait, is it one of the dice that I threw?
That's what Will thought, too.
Land over there? I was going to do something. I thought I was going to have Roscoe, like, toss all of his dice over in the corner in the room and then see what they came up as.
Did he do that?
Yeah, that's what I was planning on. So, like, he's been kind of deliberately, like, tossing them to the same area.
Okay.
So he might check to make sure that both of the dice are still there.
Okay. Yeah, they're there.
Will gets up from the table.
You don't have to comfort me. They're there. I'm not. I'm okay. Was that worth cutting off KT for?
I was trying to think of a way to turn it into another demon. So yeah, probably worth it.
There.
Will gets up and goes to the window.
Okay. Roll a perception check.
Yeah, he's looking out.
While Roscoe's checking the dice away from the window.
Oh no, 3. Oh no, we're about to die. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, the rain is coming down even harder. It's pretty dark out by now.
So this is weird. I go over and I look under my cup again. Is it the same thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what kind of trick dice are these, buddy? And I throw my cup and I touch Bathwack's shoulder and then I point at my dice.
What?
And it says, and the dice say on each face there's a different letter and it spells out here.
Oh.
And there's only 4, oh, and there's 4 of them.
Yeah.
Here. Wait, and Rafina has an apostrophe?
That's the only one I don't have, but I have THEYRE. Oh. I'm lifting up my cup. Oh, look, I've got letters too!
Okay.
And the way they're oriented, they're sitting next to each other, but they're tilted so that if you're reading it like you would read, it's there above here.
Yeah.
Does it break things to say that when Roscoe looks at the 2 dice in the corner that one of them is an apostrophe?
No.
We great. Say that?
Sure.
I love it.
So, like, you guys have that, and it's, and it's like, well, they are here, but there's no apostrophe. Roscoe's like, guys, he puts it down, and everyone's like,
oh, no, it suddenly makes sense. Exactly.
And we're going to find out what happens next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, that's
dice.
So creepy.
Oh, wow.
We got to play so many games tonight. It was like a Jackbox night.
Oh, that's true. Wow.
Totally analog.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's really scary. I don't like it.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm
scared.
What a great double whammy of like session endings. They're coming, yeah. They're here. That's excellent.
Noise.
Hey everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.